Hey, Brogan. Oh,
oh.
I messed it up. Hey, friends. Welcome to Your Girl Maddie. My name is Maddie. And
I'm Christina. Hey, guys.
And this is a
Ching-Goo. We haven't done one in a minute.
It's been a minute.
Hey, guys. Did you miss us?
Pogo sheep, though. Wait, no. Pogo sheep, though.
Yerebun, domo pogo shiposo.
Nailed it. We know that's not Jungkook. We have been schooled.
We know. How long have we been doing this? And JK has been mentioned.
Hi, JK.
I know you are in New York right now going to perform some songs at Central Park. I wish I was there.
Do you like, are you his bookkeeper? Do you know these things?
I know everything.
Okay.
Unfortunately, okay. I mean, either I'm proud or embarrassed. I think
no,
it's
proud,
both.
Proud. The answer's proud.
Oh, okay.
Don't overthink
favorite
it.
Now, my favorite like voice thing now is oh, Jungkook. Oh, army.
Is so that a cute Jungkook quote?
Yeah, it's so cute. He goes, he's like, I would love to like see army in the wild, and they could go oh, Jungkook, and then I go oh, army. And it's so cute.
Okay, he doesn't have to wish too hard for that to happen. I feel like if he goes
anywhere.
But then,
like a day or two ago, unfortunately, he was getting off a plane, and he's in, you know, all the paparazzi
of
are
course
there. And then one lady was like, "Oh, hey, what's up, bro?" Because he said in one of his lives,
she did it.
Like, oh, because he said, "Oh, I would love for you guys to go, like, hey, what's up, bro?
Oh, what's up, bro?" Yeah. That's awesome. That's what I'm saying. It's not going to be too hard for that to happen.
No, but it's sad because there's security everywhere and you can't do that. And she got pushed aside and there. That's it. Anyway, hi.
Then and in conclusion, it's been a minute since we chinguied. So we're back.
It's great to be back. I mean,
back,
I feel like I
back,
always...
We back.
We back.
We back.
We
what's
back,
that from?
We
back. We back. That's from
I
a K-pop
don't,
song.
I wouldn't know.
I don't know what one, though. No, I'm not. Don't you want to get down with the new thing?
Yeah.
That's
not BTS.
No, that's fresh off the press right there. That's Even's new debut song, Trouble. Kate is like, took a down with the new thing.
I've been seeing things online. Who is The Rose? Is that another K-pop?
They're like a Korean, like
rock?
Almost like a rock band.
Okay, because they're going on tour.
Oh.
I've seen that. I'm like, who are you?
Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Because I'm kind of sad Yoongi has left the building. So
you got to stan a few
that
new things to like fulfill your standingness.
Yeah,
choose like
I,
one
but,
new group.
But they're my number one, though. They're my number one.
I mean, I'm just saying, you got if you want to stan someone who's doing something.
I need to figure that out. It's been a minute since
or
I've
you
been,
don't have
like,
to. It's up to you.
I want to. I just don't know anything.
You should watch TXT's new song. No, I'm serious. Back for more.
I don't think you are.
It's a good song.
Okay,
you're
going
to watch
what
it and be
it?
Like, it's called Back for More. And
okay.
It's really, it's like, I know you'll be coming back for more.
I've heard that.
It's really funky. When I'm with you, it all feels different. When I'm with you, it all makes
that's
sense.
New.
No, it's really
good. Is
that
good. Your foot tapping? Is that your foot tapping?
Yeah.
You are a band. Look at you.
No, listen, though. I'm just saying, I feel like... It just if you watch it, you might be like, well, this is really good. It's really good.
Okay, send me it and I will watch it.
It's like funky fresh. It almost feels like Michael Jackson vibes. It's like they're all hip thrusting and like,
ooh. Just like, ow. Sorry, guys, for your ears.
They go like, they're like,
ears. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This has nothing to do with the subject matter of today's episode.
You know what? This has nothing. Like, I did
literally
not know.
Nothing.
Like, we already talked about JK and we talked about other K-pop-ness.
So, you guys, we actually have subject matter for today's Chingu. We're talking about secondary male leads.
Like,
what a topic.
Come on, standing ovation. Everyone stand up and clap.
What a topic, Foxu.
Come on, let's go.
I'm pounding my table.
I mean, wait, hold please. You are very, very... You have a lot of energy today.
When I'm with you, it all feels different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, oh, thank you. That's a compliment. You know what? I feel the same way.
That's what, no, Terry said that to me, though. Thank you, Terry.
You said that, but you, like, said that to me right now.
My dude, Terry. Okay.
But, like, you said that to me. Like, you said that to me.
So Christina had this idea, or was it my idea? Actually, I can't remember who had this idea.
I think it was like, a combination of both.
To talk about secondary male leads on a Chingu chat. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, just, mm-hmm. like, you know, in general, the ones we love, the ones we hate, the ones that belong in the submarine, or are there, or yeah. they're in the submarine.
Join the weenie club. Join the weenie club.
We sent them long ago.
Mm-hmm,
they've been there for a while, so we'll just, like, talk about them for a second. Yeah. And maybe some male actors that we think should get out of secondary male lead land.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And spread their wings into male lead dumb.
Yeah. We do. We have a lot of ones that we liked. And then there are some weenies on the weenie submarine list.
The submarweenie.
I was thinking about this. Yeah. No, the submarweenie. Thanks,
yeah, Rebecca, for that.
Hi, Rebecca.
The submarweenie.
And I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, there should be a wait list. Actually, no, there should not be a wait list. They get automatically admitted if they have any inkling of weeniness.
We're waitlisting.
Bye.
We're waitlisting for the submarine now.
But no, I just said I'll that's not Google an option.
Sheet. I'll share like, my Google sheet with you.
That's not an option. That's
not an
option.
No, they need to get in immediately. Like, right?
I just think right now, Rowoon and Destin with you is the leader of the weenie pack.
No, we already decided. Rowoon is the CEO of the weenie submarine weenie company, and he can I think he can expedite these things. I don't think we got a wait list.
Okay.
Well, in fact, should I call Rowoon right now to let him know that we're talking about some of the weenies in a submarine?
I mean, when you call him, you have to call him Sakur, though.
Ring, ring, ring. Okay. Listen, let's talk about our secondary male leads. Should we start?
Second Mary male leads? Okay.
My second Mary male leads. Mm-hmm. Should we start by defining obviously, a secondary male lead is not the male lead top-billed actor. It's the second male top-billed actor that's not... most of the time is not going to get the girl.
Yeah, and
there
it's
have been like exceptions,
depressing.
Kind of.
And there has...
it's... debatable.
That's a sensitive topic on some shows.
Anyways, so and then let's talk about secondary male lead syndrome. We were trying to talk about, obviously that's a term thrown around a lot. Does that refer to we want the secondary male lead to be with the female lead, or we want the secondary male lead to be with me? Because I think there's a difference there. What do you think? Like, how would you define secondary male lead syndrome? How do you use it in a sentence?
Because sometimes, here's the thing. Sometimes I feel like I'm the female lead in the show. So
I mean,
I'm like,
that's
oh,
true. It's all in. It's all mixed up.
You know, like, oh, it's me. So hurry up and be with me. I mean, am I right or am I right?
I think you're right. I think from my list.
Got it.
There's only two secondary male leads on my list that I'm like, I wanted them to be with the female lead. Everyone else, it's more like, I just want them to be with me.
Okay. I wonder who they are.
Well, you'll probably not be surprised. But
okay.
So I guess we'll use that term a little interchangeably. I don't know what y'all think at home, what you consider second male lead syndrome. Generally, I use it if I'm just wrecked by the second male lead, whether or not I want him to be with the female lead or not. It's just like, I'm wrecked, and I got SML syndrome. You know, like, that's how I use it.
Yeah. And I also listed ones that... that I just really loved and I thought they were a walking green flag.
That's true too. That's a whole other category.
Yeah. So it's I put them all down.
Right.
But there is one. I mean, there's a lot, but we'll see. Excited to hear yours. We can go. Let's round robin.
Let's round robin just our favorite secondary male leads. Should we start with that and then we'll start trashing people, or should we start by trashing people?
Let's do our favorites.
Okay.
And then we'll get to the bit where, because I feel like if they're weenies, why should they go first?
They shouldn't go first. In fact,
so
I just got off the phone with Rowoon. There's going to need a little bit of time to get them out of their like cells and get them up into the real world to like be a part of something. So
he said, did he FaceTime you?
Phenomenal. Just like he told Hangjo and Destined with You on the Bridge, he said, wait for me. I said okay.
Yeah, but
I said okay.
I would have
no. And then he said
he deserves a. No,
he said wait for
me. Yeah, but he's still with her, and I am bitter, and okay. I want to slap him in the face.
You know what? It's fine. All right, I'm going to start by potentially the most classic secondary male lead of all K-drama fandom.
That you love?
I love him. And he is the poster child for this episode.
I know who it is. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Goblin.
Grim Reaper. Yeah, it's the Grim Reaper. Duh.
I put him on here. Not that I was whipped for Goblin.
I know you were.
I was so whipped for him.
You were like... really whipped for Goblin.
Like, yeah, I was.
You're like panting. But, yeah. Uh-huh. Why are you panting?
Why? Because I've been running.
From Alaska? How many times have we quoted this? Yeah, from Alaska.
No. Okay. But I put Grim Reaper on my list too because I thought he was a phenomenal character.
Oh,
he
so good.
Great. They were so great. Good. So tell me your thoughts.
Well, I just put Goblin on my list. I mean, not Goblin. Yi Dong-wook as the Grim Reaper in Goblin. Because, not because I wanted him to be with our female lead. Obviously, there was two complete different ships happening in that show. But he just stole the show for me. Like, he was just the hottie. He was hottie number one, in my opinion. So, That's why he made it on my list. I know he was hottie number two for some people. But even I think everyone can admit that they were like... They were, like, equally hot. They were equally hot.
They were.
So.
But I love. You know who.
I know. I'll be honest. I obviously was like, dang, Goblin, you are a attractive man. But then I looked at Grim Reaper and I was like, hubbity bubbity.
Can you please never do that again?
That's how I viewed Goblin. That's how okay. I was watching the show.
So then I was so like, you listened to the yo! Wait. So when you heard the song dun 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 dun, you said hubbity bubbity every
what
time.
What song did you just sing?
I mean, it's the theme song, huh? Do 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 do. I don't know. Isn't that the song?
I'm just making you sing it now. yes, I thought about. I literally would be like, I can't wait to see the Grim Reaper's face right now.
Hubbity bubbity.
Yeah. I said hubbity bubbity. So, that's the first secondary male lead that needs to be shouted out. Not because I need him to date anybody but Sunny. I want him to be with Sunny. I don't want him. I don't want our female lead to have him. I want her to have him. I just like to look at him.
I love the dramas where there's not a love triangle, too. I mean, it's...
Yes.
It's when it's done well, it's great.
I know. Some of my favorites, I think, are because there's no love triangle.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I want you to go. Go. Tell me if one of your favorites.
Do you want me to pick one?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to guess one? Or?
I know one.
Okay.
You're going to talk about Han Ji-pyeong. I mean, good boy. I said his real name.
Oh, do we want to go?
I said his real name.
Okay.
Can we go there?
Okay.
Can we just go there?
Yeah, I was gonna do someone else, but let's do him first.
Sorry, I said his.
Yes.
Okay, startup.
Good boy. Okay, that's your favorite drama of all time.
It is my favorite drama of all time.
That. I would have loved it. Here's the thing.
Okay.
I know we've talked about this before,
but
if Nam Ji Hyuk was supposed to be, like, they should have... they shouldn't have had the storyline that they had that building
right.
up the whole like story
right.
and
the letters
and then
the harmony
hope, all that yep. shouldn't have happened if Nam Ji Hyuk or Do San was supposed to be with her.
I hear you, I'm listening, I know this is an open space.
And, like, you know me, I love him. I love Nam Ji Hyuk, but I was awakened by him in what show, Maddie?
2521, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just pulling that out of the hat. I mean, honestly, okay. So you're saying Nam Ji Hyuk did not awaken you at all in Startup?
I just thought...
Because I just didn't get that
needed,
life.
She needed to be... I know. I respect that life.
I know.
But Team Good Boy... Hey, I'm a team goodbye boy girl.
You're in really good company. I feel like that was in 2020, and that was one of the first shows that I feel like really got people talking about second male lead syndrome,
because
people were so conflicted.
No, but they set him up to be the male lead, and then it was confusing, so I didn't understand.
Yeah, they did do that. You're right.
And so I get that she got married to Dosan. It's just, it would have been a little bit sweeter if it was.
Oh my gosh. I'm just kidding.
So sorry. Okay, you know what? If you haven't watched it yet, that's your fault.
Go watch it.
That's literally your fault. No, I'm kidding. Sorry.
Yeah. Speaking of, can I say my next one?
I hope it's not my next one. It's probably the same.
I might cry, though. I might cry.
Okay. Okay.
I have pent-up energy about this, partly because we haven't reviewed this yet. Spoiler alert. Stop listening.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is.
If you haven't seen Reply 1988, stop listening right now. Right now. Stop. Right now. Turn it off. Right now. I'm serious. Freaking lips! So mad.
I feel obviously, like you can't have an opinion yet because you haven't finished.
I need to watch episode 20. I got so freaking mad when she started making out with Bogummi that I said, I'm out of here. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. Give me out. Give me out.
Give me
angry.
Give me out.
The greatest casualty of all male lead time was him not being the male lead. I'm so angry about this still. I'm not over it. Wow, I didn't realize how much I wasn't over that.
You know what? Let it out. Let it out. That's what we're here for.
Like, talk about... Okay, listen. Startup, they kind of set up Good Boy as the male lead, like, maybe, but it was for, like, 55 minutes, right? It was, like, episode one.
I disagree, but anyway.
No, you cannot disagree with that. Whatever.
I disagree. No, I disagree.
Well, okay.
Okay, we can agree to disagree. Keep going. That's a 2-hour conversation.
Listen, Reply 1988, it was 18 episodes of an hour and a half each until it was like, he is surely the secondary male lead.
But then towards the last half of the show, he barely was in it, Maddie.
So are you saying
so
I'm delusional?
No. I'm just saying they... Like
it was so weird.
It was. You know what? This is what happened.
I have a conspiracy theory. Do we both have a conspiracy theory?
Yeah. I feel like the writers were like, "This is Lips is Endgame," and then something happened, and then they switched it on us
because Bogummi
is Bogummi is not the he's not the lead.
He's not the lead. Like it's almost
like he was like he was a third character. He was a fourth.
He was, like, in the corner. Literally what happened is they cast everybody. And they cast Chunyul as, like, Chunghwan as Lips, right? So they cast this guy as Lips, and he's going to be the male lead, obviously, right? And then it's, like, they had a board meeting halfway through, and they were something like, hey, this this Park Bo-gum guy, he's pretty popular. I feel like he needs to be the male lead. And they're like, yeah.
He was so boring.
That's a pretty good idea. And then they just changed it. It's like they, like, sent out a new script to everyone via email. And they're like, buy lips. Like, I don't even know what happened. Like, what?
It's kiss gritty. Those lips goodbye.
Kiss those lips goodbye. I was waiting for a kiss of those lips with her and him. And I was like, don't. After the alleyway scene. Like, they can't give us that alleyway scene and then not do anything about it. Like, that was honestly so mean.
That was mean. It was like a bully move.
It was a bully move. I feel bullied.
I'm annoyed. Like, I put him there, too, because lips, like...
And I lived under a rock, so I actually didn't know he wasn't the male lead. I was unaware.
Me neither. I don't know how, you know, and, like... But, like, I mean, look at these lips.
I mean, he just drew them, and they look exactly like his lips.
I mean, they're great.
Just how, like...
But
what great of a kiss scene that would have been. What would have been? Even, this is the what would have been. I know.
I'm curious. You know what? I don't know. But writers of Reply 1988, I know you're listening.
I know you're listening. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, what the heck?
I just think
don't do the alley scene.
Don't do the scene where they're both laying in bed and staring at each other.
Yeah. I don't feel like do this it. Is what they did. Okay. This is what they
Please
did.
Please come at me.
They literally, like, they had, like, a, they played a spinning of the bottle.
Yeah, they were, like, rolling dice or something.
They had all the names. They had all the names around, and then they just went, ooh. And then someone accidentally knocked it, and then Bo Gummy's name was, like, somewhere far away.
Right.
That's what happened.
And then the intern was like, there's no way she'd end up with him, and everyone's like, no, I think that's a good idea. And then cue them making out in a hotel room way later in episode 19 or whatever.
Okay,
so left field. You know when when Lips kept missing those red lights? I mean, missing those green lights. And he was like, oh, dang it. I guess I just missed the green lights in life. And I'm like,
shut up.
Crap.
Yeah.
Shut up. Like, I'm so angry.
Yeah, be quiet. Okay. Be quiet. Be quiet.
We do need to record our Reply 1988 review, clearly. Okay.
I mean, I'm still waiting, but you're not.
You're playing this on me right now. Listen, okay.
But it is you. Like,
shut up. Okay, you go. What do you got? What do you got?
Okay. P.D. Nim and Honcho.
P.D. Nim. P.D. I think we disagree on this one. Like, we're just in agreement. We agree. I'm with you. You're with me. We got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
No, I loved Honcho. I loved Honcho. I loved the two leads.
Yeah.
But I also equally love P.D. Nim, and he deserves so much.
The world. He deserves the world.
He deserves
it's,
the
it's
world.
It's literally, this is while you were sleeping. He gave me the world.
He gave,
it was actually, a globe with a light in it.
He was not two-timing no one.
He was not two-timing Joe Jr.
Yeah.
No.
But his name actually is Ji Song Hyung.
And he is?
PDM.
I thought it was, is that his character's name?
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, I had it written down. The actor's name is Lee Sung Yi. I was like, that's not right.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. No. That's his character, but we call him P.D. Nim. I would love him in his own romantic.
He needs to.
He needs one.
Because
he did Bloodhounds.
He did Bloodhounds.
He was fantastic.
Yeah.
And he kind of looked good. I'm not going to lie.
Very much so, I would say.
Wow.
Right.
Like,
No, he was a great example.
But he was
of
so sweet.
First half of Cha-Cha, he almost felt like he was going to be one of those classic secondary male leads that you just need to be out of your life because he's annoying.
Yeah.
And then you realize
he was never a butt, Maddie.
But then you realize he wasn't. I just thought they were setting him up to be a butt. But then when he didn't get the girl, he was like this great guy. And I was like, P.D. Nim, you're such a hunk. Like, he was just, I finished that show as like, I want you to date me. You don't need to date
me.
You, I would like for you to date me. Thank you.
Yeah. It was sweet because I thought it was very realistic. He liked her. She turned him down. It took him a while to accept it, but he gave her space. And then they had that talk like, thank you for not liking me and thank you for moving on. And I just hope you have a wonderful life.
It was great.
You know,
it was great.
He was so sweet.
And then you realize in second half, like, he's kind of jacked. And then suddenly you're like, dang those trousers. Like it started to hit different. And then he would wear glasses. And there was one scene he wore like a full black suit with glasses. And you were like, what? Bull? Bora bull? Bora? Jincha?
Did he go get that at Men's Warehouse? Like,
maybe. I'm so good at Korean. Agreed. Iconic. Okay.
I loved him. I loved that show. Go ahead, do another one. Even that police guy was cute. He was sweet in that one too.
Oh yeah, it was just some good characters in that show.
It was a sweet show. If you don't know Honcho, I would recommend it. It's a wonderful show.
Yeah, it's a very good show, especially if you like ensemble casts and it's like a summery, very just cute.
And it's a mature romance too, and I like that. It was like they were in their 30s. It was nice.
Yeah. Okay, I only have one more that's like on my favorite list. Favorite. And I have a lot more. I don't have a lot of favorite secondary male leads. I usually ship the main ship and I'm just like sailing.
No, I even put ones, not that I want to necessarily be with them, but I thought that they were such a good character.
Okay. I'm sure I'll have more once we get going.
Good.
But there was one more. I felt very justified when I did my research on this episode because I didn't think anyone else felt the same way I felt about this, but many people apparently do.
Okay.
The drama is my roommate is a Gumiho.
Oh, I do not know that one. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you've never seen it?
No, I've never seen that
one. Dang it, this would be fun to talk to you about. Okay. Listen, I'm sure people at home are like, oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you would not be surprised to hear, Christina, the secondary male lead in My Roommate is a Gumiho is Bae-in Hyuk, who plays the male lead in Cheer Up. Pirate boy.
Okay, that's why it says Mrs. Bae-in Hyuk here.
Yeah, it does. That's my name on our recording. Okay, so I'm watching My Roommate is a Gumiho 2 years ago, whatever. The first, like, maybe six episodes, so she's with this Gumiho, who's, like, this mythical creature, and she, like, calls him, like, Sun-chung, like, uncle, and I'm, like, bleh, you know? She's, like, Ajushi, and I'm, like, bleh, and he's, like, her professor.
Shut up.
It's gross. He's, like, 1,000 years old. He's, like, her professor. She's a college kid, and she's dating him, and she's, like, hiding it from everyone because she thinks everyone's... So she just, like, hides out in his house with her, and he's just kind of, like, there, and he's, like, bleh. Anyways, I grow to, like, not dig it. Like, at the beginning, I was like, sure, I ship it. Like, he seems, like, tall and handsome. But then over time, I'm like, he is, like, ruling her life. She's literally, like, changing everything about her life to be with this freaking Gumiho. Meanwhile, Bae-in Hyuk plays a sunbae at her college. He's, like, a senior. I will say at the beginning, he's, like, a total jerk. Like, he starts
off... What's the difference between a sunbae and a, like, what is it? Oppa.
Oppa is just any, if you're a girl, it's any boy that's older than you that you consider like a brother.
Sunbae is...
Sunbae is specifically, like, a senior in, like, a school or a work setting.
Okay, got it.
So, and then hubae is a younger person in a school or a work setting.
Okay, got it.
He's her sunbae at college. He's, like, a senior, and he's a jerk at first. But then his character, you start to realize, so basically he's like this nice guy and he's just, he like literally realizes his wrongs and that he wronged her. And he like is just like trying to win her heart on the side. So here's Bae-in Hyuk as this really sexy senior in college guy win her heart. And he's so cute. And then there's these scenes of him like confessing and her like, so she has like this. She has, like, this mythical tie to Bae-in Hyuk, so, like, that's a big conflict in the relationship. So the Gumiho is all angry because she has, like, this love tie. It's, like, this string on their pinky that connects them.
Like an invisible string?
Yes, like a fate string, a string of fate. She's connected to Bae-in Hyuk's character. So the Gumiho, that's this big conflict in her and Gumiho's relationship is that she's connected to this other guy. And honestly, it literally felt like it was a love story between her and Bae-in Hyuk, but then it, like, wasn't, because they had, like, so much chemistry, and they were so freaking cute, but then in all their cute scenes, Gumiho would show up and just stare at them and be all angry, and I'm like, this sucks. He was, like...
Is Gumiho the lead?
Yeah, and she ends up with Gumiho. Like, he sucks.
Mm, no, thanks.
There's this scene, she's, like, talking to Bae-in Hyuk, and he's like, Chuaye, like, please accept me, and he's, like, so cute, and she's, like... She's, like, feeling torn and, like, wanting to kind of be with him. And then she gets a call, and she saved the Gumiho's phone number as freaking Ajushi. Because that he's older than her. I'm like, this is disgusting. Okay, this is a long rant.
No.
But I felt so justified.
You feel very strongly about it.
Because I finished that show, and I was like, dang, freaking second marriage lead and Gumiho. Like, that was new. Like, I never have SNL syndrome like that. And then I was researching it, and, like, most of the articles that talked about shows with secondary male leads that everyone remembers, they all mentioned Gumiho. I was like, okay, I'm not the only one.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's the end.
Oh, that's the
end of
it?
I just gave away the entire plot. Oh, well, no, that's not the end of the episode. That's just the end of my rant about Gumiho.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
What's your next one?
Okay, so do you want me to do an iconic one? I put it down because I know everyone would, and then I'll do the other one.
Go.
Okay. The True Beauty. Secondary male lead too.
On my iconic.
Lee Soo-ho.
Well, no, Soo-ho was the male lead.
No.
No, So-jun. So-jun was a secondary male lead.
Did I get it wrong?
Yeah. Soo-ho, I guarantee that was Chanu.
Soo-ho. Okay. Sorry.
So-jun was a secondary male lead. Hwang and Yul.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me get it right.
Are you fact-checking me right now? I know I'm right.
No, I'm not. No. I want to spell it correctly.
Sojun. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Maybe because I love Suho so much. No. We're both team Suho.
I was team Suho in that show.
But
probably because I was whipped. But, you know.
But I thought he was a great secondary male lead.
There's
a huge divide and everyone he was great. He was a green flag towards the end.
Yes.
And when you find out him and all, they become friends. It was just so sweet. He's a great one. So I.
No, he 10 was. 10 out of 10. And how she became friends with his sister. And she would go to his house and he was just like this sweet guy. I mean, that was like, I didn't have second male lead syndrome because I just really shipped the main couple. You know, so I didn't feel as whipped for his character because I was like so distracted by Chaonu in that show.
Yeah.
But I fully respect anyone that was like shipping her with Han Sojun or like shipping themselves with Han Sojun. Any of the above, honestly. Yeah. I support it.
Yeah. And then like when it was also healthy how he kind of got over her too because he finally realized like, oh, she loves Suho.
Yeah, there's no. Well, doesn't he, like, have a chance to kiss her when she was drunk in, like, episode 16? And he's like, no.
Yes.
I'm just moving on.
Yes.
Good move.
I don't know. It was a good move.
No, it is good.
I remember that. Yep, that was a good one. Okay, do you want the next?
Well, I do have one that's just, like, an iconic secondary. Although, you're laughing. I want you to say what one you were about to say.
No, we can. I have a couple other ones I need to mention, but go.
I think people might come and egg our houses if we don't mention this specific one.
Okay.
Kim Mingyu as Sung-hoon in Business Proposal. Do you think people will egg us if we don't mention this?
Oh, yes. He's not even on my list. I wasn't even thinking about him, but yes.
He's an iconic secondary male lead. We're doing this for the people. The glasses kiss, taking off the glasses.
Oh, my
like,
God.
I mean, was it swoony? Kind of. Like, he kissed her when she was drunk, and then he was like, you won't forget this one. And I'm like, that's probably a good
like
thing.
Because literally
He went his shoulders up the way I'm putting my shoulders up, yeah. No, but he just was like, I mean, I thought he was sexier than Anya Soap, but, like,
I think he is anyway.
He was. And, of course, we already got him as a male lead in the Heavenly Idol, so this is great.
Yeah, your favorite. You're welcome. Ugh.
I need him as a male lead in another show with, like.
Like an actual
Like a good
show?
One. Yeah. The Heavenly Idol is the worst show I've ever seen that I actually really enjoyed. I loved that show. It's horrible.
I'm so glad. It was
it's
like
horrible,
great.
But I love it.
You loved it.
It was
a great time
for me. But yeah, no, yes. We have to mention Kim Mingyu's character in Business Proposal. Mm-hmm. Iconic. Very much.
He's iconic, and I think that show really jumped like into the K-drama land. Like so many people.
It converted a lot of people to K-dramas.
It did.
Rebecca on our episode the other day it was Business Proposal.
A lot of people love that one. I love the first half. I did not like the second half.
I like the first 10 episodes out of 12.
It was such a great show. It made me laugh so hard.
Oh, it was so fun. This is Samantha and Rebecca. I'm dead.
And it was funny because he was like, yeah, let's still get married. Let's still date. Like, and she's like doing all the bad tricks in the book. Like,
oh, yeah.
And he's like, let's do this.
He's like, I'm still into this. She's like, what?
Yeah.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the one you were going to say one? What was it?
The King's Affection, the cousin, Lee Hyun.
Oh, I didn't even think about him.
I'm not thinking about capacity.
Just kidding.
No, I know. This is not because I have the hots for him. I thought he was a wonderful.
He was
second. He was.
He was.
So
you're,
good,
you're right.
Maddie.
You're right. He was adorable. We were all rooting for him. He had those little like under mouth dimples. Do you know what I'm talking about?
He did. He did.
Like two
which
kind of
made
under...
him look like the Joker.
No, but they were really cute, though.
And, no, like, I know, we but were... it, like, the smile was cute.
No, he was adorable. He was adorable. He was put in a really rough spot.
Do I want to marry him? No, but I thought he was such a great character.
Yeah.
He did so well. He was so sweet to Li Hui.
Li Hui?
The whole time.
He was sweet to Li Hui.
And he loved her.
He did love her. He knew from the beginning, and he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. No, he was great.
And he could have been so bad and like put her, you know, and get jealous of Rowoon or anything.
Agreed.
He never was that because he was always,
yeah,
always there for her. And she needed someone loyal. So I was like, I just really liked him.
You know, I think if I lived in that kingdom and I realized, obviously I would want to marry Rowoon. I mean, okay. But if I realized Rowoon is taken, I think he'd be my second choice. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, there's one more. Or no, go. I have two more. But we have to talk about the policeman and the lovely liar.
Well, he's brand new, but yeah, he's on my list of needs to be a male lead pronto.
Uh-huh.
And can we say
so sweet.
So can sweet. We say he upstaged so the male lead?
Yes.
Stay tuned for our Lovely Liar review posting. Wait, actually, it probably posted before I'm posting this episode.
It already probably posted, but we're going to, yeah.
No, yeah. The policeman, so he's fresh meat. Like, literally, we just learned about him. He was
adorable.
So cute.
He was adorable. No, but, like, his little personality, and he was so cute, and he, the reasons why he broke, because he was dating, I forgot her name.
Yeah, the female lead.
What's her name? That's so sad that I forgot.
Hwang Min Hyun always says it.
Sohee.
Because Sohee is voice. I don't know if they
They
named her that. Sohee.
Yeah, probably.
That's the word for a voice. Or voice, I think.
Sohee-shi.
Sound?
Yeah.
Well, someone check me on that.
Someone will.
Koreans.
Rise and shine, you're drinking your coffee.
Koreans, check me on this. I actually have Trader Joe's apple cider. Spiced apple cider in this. It's delicious.
That is so good.
I live at Trader Joe's. I should buy stocks there.
Me too.
Mm-hmm, okay. Me too. Agreed. He's great.
He was so sweet, and I feel like it was so sad. He dated the female lead, and the reason why he broke up with her, it was like I'm not going to spoil it, but it was just personal reasons that he didn't think she would be okay with. But
kind of legit reasons, though.
Yeah,
but he's fine. But yeah.
Yeah, and so at the beginning you're like, oh, he's probably a bad character. No, he was so sweet. He was trying, and after he realized, like, oh, she loves someone else, he's like, you know, I'm not going to come to the cafe anymore.
Yeah, he was like, okay.
You know, we're going to live in the same town, but boundaries. And I thought he was
he's just like healthy, the hottest bachelor healthy. Out there. Like, someone's got to snatch him up in this little town.
Yeah.
He's just sitting around.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. So,
The only other one I had on my list of like kind of iconic ones, I'm not saying I liked him, I'm just saying. Extraordinary You. I feel like Lee Jae-wook, and then also.
No.
No, he was just like, I think he was like discovered in that show, and he was kind of iconic. His character sucked.
You loved him in that show.
I was not the only one. There's no chance.
I know.
He was iconic in that show. Like,
yeah.
You know, literally the worst. Literally terrible. Also, Rowoon. So, like, nice try.
Oh, my goodness. Rowoon in that little show.
I know.
I have one other one that I am totally whipped for this character.
Go.
And.
You whipped?
I'm whipped.
What a
I'm
weird like, thing. Whipped. We're never whipped for any characters ever. That's such a weird thing for us.
Yeah, okay, no.
Sarcasm.
Naz, I know you're listening. You will know who it is.
Is this? No, I don't know who this is. Yeah.
He's from Call It Love.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
I know. He was the pharmacist. He was the girl's best friend.
Oh, I've heard you mention the pharmacist on like.
Hot. Walking green flag. I want to marry him. End of story. Naz.
Right. Hi, Naz.
We talked about it a lot on her.
No,
Hi,
guys,
Naz.
Listen. This is a great pitch. On her pod. Go to Swoon Diaries. Christina was on an episode for Call It Love with Naz. So go listen to that.
Go listen to it.
Yeah.
If you watched it, go listen to it, because we have a lot to say, and I'm whipped for this pharmacist. Hair, everything. Hold on.
I need to go look up a picture of the pharmacist, because... Everyone Google at home with us right now. Call It Love.
Yes. Pharmacist. I don't know if you would like cast. It. Yeah, here.
Well, I think he's hot in the picture.
He's so cute.
Is he Yoon Jun?
Yoon Jun.
Because, yeah, I can already tell. I mean,
I've never seen it before,
but like, Mamma Mia. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. This is what Google's giving me right now.
Okay, but he had long hair. Oh, he looks.
Oh, he has long hair.
You know what? He looks really great there.
Okay, one of these pictures is straight up Chanu, and they think it's the pharmacist. No, that's not him.
No, that's not him.
Hey, if I had a picture on Google Images and people thought I was Chanu, I'd be like, made it. Well, I'm a girl, so I don't want that. But you know, Okay, so yeah, he's hot. He's 33.
Oh, here.
He's 33 in real life. Yo, shh.
Like, hi.
We love those 30s. Oh, he has long hair. Oh, he has like PD Nim hair. Oh, I'm in love.
It's better.
Oh, I'm all for this.
Yo. Look it, Maddie.
Oh, have mercy.
He looks
like a guy in a boy band, but they grew his hair out and they put him in a polo.
Okay.
What? That's a deep compliment.
Okay, great.
I'm complimenting him.
Okay.
You can't tell?
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but if you haven't seen that, that's a great one. And then the other one I have, well, I just have honorable mentions. Teo in Run On. I really liked him. He was the painter.
Oh, he was good. People love him.
He was good.
I haven't seen Run On, but that's a good one. You're right.
Yeah. And then this one, he was the secondary male lead, but it was not a love thing. It was nothing, but he was It's Okay to Not Be Okay, the main lead's brother, who was autistic.
Okay.
So good. I know that's not the under, but I have that's to mention him because he's the best.
Can be mentioned.
Okay. Yes. But are we ready for, go ahead.
Well, I just feel like there's one guy that I feel like people would mention on this episode. I've never been whipped for him. But I know, like, if Naz was here, she would say this. And I feel like many people would be like, why didn't you mention so-and-so? I think it would be the guy, Ha-jun, who plays the secondary male lead in Romance as a bonus book. And then he also plays secondary male lead in 18 again.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about? I was thinking about him, yes.
He's a classic, beloved secondary male lead.
You're welcome, Naz. You're welcome.
And I just have never been whipped for him, so I did not put him on my list. But
he was in Something in the Rain, too. Yeah, no.
Yes.
I don't know. There's other ones.
He's been in so many. And the other one that came to my brain as, like, a guy that's been in secondary male lead land forever and maybe one day we'll move out of it is Kang-hoon. Yeah. He's a secondary male lead in A Time Called You. Inkyu, you know, that guy?
Yes.
He was a secondary male lead in Little Woman, secondary male lead in Secret Romantic Guest House, secondary male lead in A Time Called You. I'm like, is he ever going to be a male lead?
And Red Sleeve.
Was he secondary male lead in Red Sleeve?
Yeah, he was there.
It wasn't
a love triangle or anything.
But
he was weenie pants.
The second male cast kind of, wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
He's stuck. I think he's stuck. Okay, I have a few that just I hated that were just the worst.
I'm ready.
I mean, obviously Cheer Up. We hated him so much. He sucked.
I didn't even write him down. Because he's in the submarine, and I forgot about him.
He's in the submarine. We've never seen him ever again. No, he sucked. It's because the reason he sucked the most is because he was so clearly not a competition, but the writers just kept putting him in scenes, and we're like, get out. You were so annoying. And then the other one that I just, like, I mainly made note of because of me and you and what we talked about at the time, but and she would never know. You know how we call the secondary male lead? Just like Mr. Poop.
He was bad too.
Mr. Poop Poop.
He was Mr. Poop Face.
Like, Mr. Poop Face. He's literally the worst. Like, he had no emotion. We were just so annoyed. We were just like, Mr. Poopy Face is back.
He was awful.
He was so annoying.
He was awful. Also, another one, which I can't believe I finished the show, but I did. Here we are. The secondary male lead in Forecasting Love and Weather. I say this all the time, but I will say it again. Me learning about
weather.
The weather was the best part about that show.
Why did you finish?
what?
So glad you learned so much about weather.
Like, I was whipped for the weather, you guys.
Me learning about weather was the best part of this show. That's phenomenal. That's so funny.
The character was Han Ki-jun, and okay. He was the worst. He was the worst.
Horrible.
Okay. He wanted, like... He cheated on the female lead, and then he was like, maybe we should be together, but then he's with someone else, and it... No.
Yeah.
No.
No. No. Nope.
Another... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say the secondary male lead in Anti-Fan...
Didn't watch that.
...was just, like, a piece of garbage character.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, should be shredded before...
Should I watch that show?
...going to the submarine. Oh, well, you should watch the show, though, yeah.
Okay.
I love that show. Like, the main couple, it's so wrong. Like,
this is awful. This is awful. I'm like, should I watch it? You're like, yes.
You know those, like the white bus, no, the white van trope in K-dramas where people just like get hit by a white van. Like, they're just get run over.
Like, okay. They don't, no blue van, no yellow van.
No, it's the white van.
A white
literally
van.
Anti-Fan is like the main couple, so cute. It's like so tropey, so rom-commy, swoony. And over here, the secondary male lead is just like getting hit by the white van and like having screen time, and you're like, you are the worst human being.
Yeah.
So you're happy he's getting hit by the white van. Like, this is where you're at. Okay. Like, why are you having screen time? Horrible.
Yeah, why are you having, like, just like,
horrible.
Why are you having screen time?
Why you have screen time?
Why you have screen time? You know, another one I thought, he wasn't a weenie. He was just bland, and I don't know how I feel. Okay. It was the secondary male lead in Our Beloved Summer, who was in love with the female lead.
Me too.
Female lead.
The female leaf. He was in love with her. The female leaf.
He did nothing. And it was, and then he was like all butt hurt.
I agree.
Like at the end. And I'm like, this is awful.
You have no reason to be butt hurt.
No.
No reason.
Like, no. You
did
nothing.
Get out. No, I agree. He was a very frustrating secondary male lead because it's not like I'm like, you're not a gross guy. Like, you seem nice. I can see why you like her, but you just sit around and do nothing. So I'm not rooting for you.
And
I don't need
it. All
you
do is edit, which I know that's your job, dude. But
yeah, he does. He just sat in his room and edited all day on that little. And then there was that girl that liked him, but he was such a bump on a log, he couldn't even open his eyes to that. And he just sat there and editing. He just edited all day.
It was funny because he was essentially the same character as P.D. Nim in Home Cha, but Home Cha was done well.
Yeah,
this is how it should have been. And he also,
you're right,
P.D. Nim also had that girl that was like in love with him, kind of thing.
He did. You're right.
Yeah.
Do you know who functioned as a secondary male lead but wasn't a boy? Do you like Brahms? She was a secondary female lead.
I want to punch her in the face.
But she functioned as a secondary male lead that we don't like.
Every character except the female leads.
The two leads in that show.
The main lead all sucked.
Every character in that show
sucked.
Everyone
sucked.
Except for Kim and Jay and Park and Vin, which both are phenomenal actors and characters.
Yeah.
Good show, though. You should watch it. I really do. I love that show. All right.
It was okay.
Yeah, I actually really liked that show a lot. I thought it was just really a dreamy, swoony show.
Yeah. Another one, I think this guy is the mayor of Weenie Town.
Okay.
He wasn't in love with the female lead or anything.
Can't wait. Okay.
It was the secondary male lead in Fight for My Way. Do you remember him?
I
probably
do
don't
remember
him.
I only watched
didn't watch
show.
That show.
I watched
that. It was the one that was like the pudgy one. That,
I know who you're talking about.
He
no,
was
the guy that played the older brother in Reply 1988. Isn't he the same actor? I loved the older brother in Reply 1988. Love him. Guy. Same
he
actor.
He was a weenie.
Right?
And, yes, he was a weenie. And then then that guest, and then like how, what's his name, was a weenie too. Woo-sik played that like guest character on Fight for My Way.
Did he?
You probably were not. Yeah, he
did.
I was
not
there.
Aware.
Okay, well.
Unawares. Yeah.
But one thing is, the one character, I feel like this actor is very, very good. He should have a lead show is, what's his name? I forgot his name. The Dok Chan in Lovely Liar. Hold on. I wrote his name Dokchan twice, but I need...
Yes, yes, yes. He's in Tomorrow.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
He is in My Lovely Liar. He's the CEO in My Lovely Liar.
Naz, did you hear that? I love him.
He's really handsome. I just like was staring at his face in My Lovely Liar, and I'm like, what? He could be a male.
He's so cute. He looks like Jimin a little bit to me.
Looks like Jimin? Okay, yeah, maybe. Bit. Maybe.
No, his name is Yoon Ji-on.
Minus the mochi energy. What? What's his name?
Aw, Mochi. I love Jimin.
It's like if you sucked all the mochi out of Jimin, I guess it could be that guy. I guess I can see that.
And then he kind of looks like Yoongi a little bit. Yeah, but it's not because... I don't like him because of that. I think he's a phenomenal actor.
He is good.
And I said what I said.
He's been like
said what I said.
A second male lead-esque a couple times. You're right. I agree. All right. That's all I have. Do you have any more?
No. I think I'm done.
That was fun. This was so fun.
That was fun. And don't forget to plug your things, ma'am.
Dang it. I always forget to plug my things.
You're like, okay. You really wanted to end this.
I always forget to plug my things. Hi, everybody. Here's my plug. Go follow me on Instagram at yourgirlmaddie_pod. Once you're there, check out my link to my Patreon. Head over there. I've been covering week-to-week shows for some popular shows like Destined with You. Also with Christina, obviously. I'm also Hi. Just started a Discord chat over there, so I'm going to link that in my bio area. So check out the Discord, hop on over there, and please leave a review if you're on Apple Podcasts, because I will read it and I will smile. And then if you're on Spotify, hit follow. Just follow the podcast. Just hit the follow button. It's not very hard. And then hit the star
button
too.
Do that.
Do both. And do both.
Like you can easy. Literally just like
right put now your you finger could be doing it right now.
You can easy. Do it like right now.
Like freaking easy. Okay, there's my plugs.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
You.
Bye.